ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says that work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host Webby, and joining me tonight we got Devin.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm Devin here as always.
So tonight we're going to talk about the Flash, and not just the character in general, but more so the TV show from CW. Now, I believe they just finished wrapping up their third season, and to really start the Flash, we got to go back to another little CW show called Arrow. Barry Allen, before he even acquired his powers, made his debut in the CW in season 2, episode 8 of Arrow. He was just a CSI for the police department. He helped out with a couple, you know, little things on that particular episode. And then he became a special guest overtime. He'd come back periodically. And then once the CW actually kicked off The Flash, they actually do several crossover events. They've had multiple crossover events before, which we'll get into in a little bit. So, The Flash premiered.
What are you thinking of?
14? I'm trying to think of when The Flash actually premiered.
It was late 2014, sir.
Okay. And Barry Allen is portrayed by Grant Gustin, who I never knew about this person really until The Flash. Apparently he was on a show called Glee, which I don't watch. I don't even know if he was a main character in that show or if he just kind of made appearances. I honestly don't know anything else he's really been in. But as soon as he became Barry Allen and I saw him as The Flash, I don't picture anyone else as The Flash. I have a hard time picturing anyone else. In fact, I got very upset when who do they get The Flash for the movies now? Ezra something or other?
Ezra Miller.
I mean, I'm not happy about that choice just because I'm a Grant Gustin fan. It also didn't make sense to me. Like, you're going to make a Flash movie, you're going to go through the whole, and it's the same Flash, it's the Barry Allen Flash, and you're going to go through the whole, well, this is his powers, and here's his little backstory, blah, 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 but in all honesty, DC, man, you already have this show that's a success, and it's already generating, it's already told his backstory, his origin story. So why not continue using those characters? I thought that would have been a fantastic idea, and then the DC Cinematic Universe decided not to do that. Something that I think eventually they'll end up... But that's just my opinion. Now, the first season of The Flash, you got Barry Allen, obviously, is The Flash. Spoiler alert. I should probably say spoiler alert for this entire episode if you haven't watched The Flash at all.
And if you haven't seen The Flash, well, you know what? We're going to wait for you. Hit pause. Go watch all three seasons and come back.
Okay, so we're going to wait starting now. Welcome back. I really hope you enjoy all three seasons of that Flash.
Exactly.
Flash show.
Me too.
So a couple of the other major characters that you see right off the bat, you get to meet Joe and Iris West. And you get Caitlin Snow and Cisco Ramon. Cisco, hands down, one of my favorite characters in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Harrison Wells, who is a crippled. He's in a wheelchair. And then pretty early on, you start getting the glimpses of the main villain. Each season has a main villain. This season, it's Reverse Flash. You see the Flash that's in the yellow suit with the red eyes. And he's always very blurry, because he's just moving so fast that you can't really make out any type of details and features on him. In any case, so Barry Allen, for the people who don't know, he acquired his powers, at least in the show, because he was in his forensics lab, and the particle accelerator at
Star Labs,
thank you. His name was slipping my mind. Exploded. There was an explosion. And it sent out, I forget what they call it. It was like dark. Was it dark matter? Or it sent out some form of energy from the particle accelerator that caused several people to become what they are known as metahumans. Essentially superpowered people. And Barry Allen was in his lab, and lightning struck as he was holding onto a chain, and then he got flung into a bunch of chemicals, and I believe he was in a coma for a while.
And it was like 9 months, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, they kept saying that his heart rate was really low, blah, 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 but it was actually the fact that it was so fast that the monitors couldn't read it. And then all of a sudden, he wakes up, he's the Flash. So, what do you remember about season one? Other than, so, you know, obviously the main characters and the Reverse Flash. I know we get to see a lot about Barry's mom, who, as a child, he sees two speedsters running around. Actually, I believe at that point he thought he only saw one.
Yep.
And then you notice that it's the Reverse Flash, kills Barry's mom. But somehow Barry gets just ran out into the middle of the street pretty far away. Well, his dad ends up taking the fall for it, and that crime gets pinned on him, and then his dad goes to Iron Heights, which is the prison in that area. So that's pretty much where you start off the show, is a grown-up Barry Allen, whose mother is deceased and his father's in prison, and he spent his pretty much entire life figuring out a way to get his dad out of prison. Which, I don't know. Hey, you know what? It shows, I think, quite a bit of character that he didn't just use his superpowers to get his dad out of prison. Not that his dad would have went. I think his dad ultimately talked him out of it. In fact, he might have. I don't remember.
I think he mentioned he was going to do that, and his dad said no.
Yeah. And then, so that's pretty much, I forget now with the season one, shit. Other than that, this show is pretty much, with the exception of there is an overarching seasonal bad guy and overarching story, you do generate a lot of the weeks are villain of the week. Some people like this method, some people don't. I don't mind it.
Me either.
You get to, especially with this show, you get to meet a lot of different characters this way. Like, I don't remember if it's in season one, but I think you get Captain Cold.
Yep, I'm pretty sure it's season one. You get Captain Cole. You get Gorilla Grodd.
Oh, hell yeah, Gorilla Grodd.
You get, who else do you get? You get a lot of people. You get Firestorm.
Yep.
You get Weather Wizard.
Yep.
You get a lot of people, man.
In fact, I think our first crossover event actually happened in season one. Arrow coming over, Oliver Queen coming over to the Flash. I believe that was the one where they had to get that guy with the weird eyes that made you go insane.
Yeah, I think you're right. Wasn't that Count Vertigo? Or no, it was Vertigo. No. Vertigo. Yeah, Vertigo was exclusively Arrow
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. But that was cool because you actually got to see Flash versus Green Arrow in somewhat of a fight. And then it's kind of an ongoing joke throughout the seasons of who would actually win in a fight. Because I believe they ended that episode with, like, them in a warehouse. And then Barry taking off and Oliver drawing his bow. And then they fade to black. And so they never actually answer the question who would win that fight, but I don't know. Barry was fucking Oliver up pretty good in that fight in the alleyway.
Yeah, but
he did that
mean
thing
to
with
be
like hundreds of punches to like the ribs and back.
Yep, he did that. But to be fair, later on, you know, Green Arrow did shoot him in the back. That was like next season or season after that.
Yeah,
when he was doing that training, he did shoot him in the back.
Yep.
So, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, Oliver's got all the trick arrows and stuff. It'd be a good fight regardless, I think. Oliver at least does his homework, and that's what he tried teaching Barry. Like, that was that part where he got shot in the back. It's like, he even told Barry, he's like, dude, you got this super speed. It would take you such little time to scope out every inch of a building, but he just decides to run in every time. He needs to know his surroundings. And, I mean, he's got a point. You know, how long would it take Barry if there was something happening in a building, how long would it take Barry to go and find all the booby traps? You know, it wouldn't take him long. So, I mean, that happened in season one. I forget. Did they actually? Yeah, they actually resolved the Reverse Flash thing all in season one, right? That
yep.
whole thing comes to
yep.
a head.
Mm-hmm.
So, throughout the season, everybody that I talk to who watches this show, they start getting suspicious of Harrison. Just this scientist who's bound to a wheelchair, and then, you know, in one episode he stands up, and then I remember my buddy Ross was watching this show, and I tried telling him, because he hated, he calls him Wheels. He hated him. He hated Wheelchair Guy. And I was like, why? He's such a good guy. He's only trying to help Barry. And I'd always try to point out, because I'd already watched the season, I'd try to point out all of the optimistic and all the good qualities in Harrison Wells. Well, later on, you find out that the real Harrison Wells is dead. And the Reverse Flash, who is actually, his name is Eobard Thawne, is from the future. He was stuck here. So he took on, using technology, pretty much the persona and the look of Harrison Wells, to train Barry to use his powers to go fast enough to hopefully send Thawne back to the future. Where they hate each other back then, or not back then, I guess it's they hate each other forward then? What's the future tense of back? I don't understand what I'm saying now.
What's the future tense of going back to the past?
No, yeah, kind of. Like, if you hated somebody back then, what would it be in the future? Hated them just then? I guess it'd be just then.
Yeah. See, I always loved the Wells. I loved Wells.
Me too. Wells was always one of my favorite characters.
He still is one of my favorite characters. I'm like,
true.
I know for a fact, like, you know, I knew for a fact, like, episode three, I knew, okay, he's bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was still fun.
Yeah. I mean, they made it blatantly. But the thing is you couldn't help but like him sometimes, because without Wells, Barry wouldn't know a lot of the stuff that he does.
Exactly.
You know, like being able to phase through things, or He didn't teach him the throwing the lightning thing. That was later on. But
no, I think he did teach him that.
No, I think that was the. I think that was the other Flash. Who taught him the throwing lightning thing? From season 2.
Oh yeah, it's Jay. You're right.
Jay, yeah.
Who, ironically enough.
Yeah. So, season 1 in a wrap up. They end up. You figure out Wells is Thawne, and. The whole season, you know, obviously you're hoping that Iris gets together with Barry, and as Barry pines for her the entire fucking season. But she ends up getting into a relationship with her father's partner on the police force, who is Eddie. And then you realize his last name is Eddie Thawne because he is the great, great relative of Eobard. Like, he's like a great, 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 semi-great fucking grandfather, some shit, of Eobard. So, essentially, at the very end of the season, it doesn't look great. Eobard is always one step ahead of Barry, but then Eddie shoots himself. Thus, presumably erasing Eobard right from the timeline to begin with. Because if Eddie dies before ever having kids, then Eobard's never born. I did not see that shit coming when I watched it. I was like, I didn't even think of that. Like, huh, that's a good way to get rid of somebody who's traveling back from the future. Just shoot yourself or kill Eddie. Although, thinking back on it, there are so many other things they could have done less extreme than shooting him or killing himself. He could have just went and got a vasectomy. You know, then he's incapable of having kids, but he's still alive. Just saying, it's an option. I know it was kind of in the moment, but what are your thoughts, Devin?
I agree. I mean, I absolutely agree.
So, then we get to season 2. That's pretty much the wrap up. Did you have a favorite episode from season 1?
Definitely the episode where I think everybody kind of realizes that Wells is the Reverse Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my favorite episode in season 1. Cuz it was chaotic, like the whole Cisco thing, like he saw him stabbing him.
Yep.
Cuz when Cisco first really started hitting at Cisco's powers and him like vibing and stuff, it was really cool.
For me, with the exception of the crossovers, because I'm a huge fan of Arrow and The Flash and Supergirl, I'm a fan of all the CW comic shows. With the exception of the crossover event, my favorite one was when we got introduced to Captain Cold, Leonard Snart. Because then, you know, it's Cisco who made the freeze gun, but it was stolen. And then you find out that Leonard Snart, though not having any real superpowers, he uses technology, is one of the fewer people who actually pose a extreme threat to the Flash. And I believe it was in that episode where Snart actually killed a guy, and Flash couldn't save him, and that really fucked up Barry. Like, Barry realized, like, he's the fastest man alive, but sometimes he's just not fast enough. And that was a very important lesson. And not to mention, I love the guy who plays Leonard. I was a big fan of Prison Break.
Yeah.
He was from that show, along with the guy who plays Mick Rory, or Heatwave, in this show, who becomes Leonard's partner. And then they go on to play in Legends of Tomorrow, which is also a very good show.
It is. So
that would be my favorite episode from season 1. So season 2, season 2, you get introduced, the overarching villain in this one is hands down my favorite so far. There, granted, there's only been three fucking seasons. But so far, hands down favorite villain, that's Zoom. Now when Zoom shows up finally and you get to see him, he's another speedster. There's an ongoing thing here. But he's dressed in all black, and I believe he has blue lightning surrounding him.
That's correct.
Because, let's see, Barry dresses in red, and he has yellow lightning. The Reverse Flash is yellow, and he has red lightning. Zoom is black and has blue lightning. Now we just need a blue one with black lightning. Just saying. So, yeah, his suit is all black. He has a lightning bolt, too. The one thing I loved about Zoom was his mask. He looked fucking evil. And when he talked, his mouth part stretched out. And when you see, like, individual stretched, like, almost rubbery things in the mask. And it just made it look like almost, almost symbiotic. Like, almost like a Venom. Like, where it's, like, alien, I guess. I really liked the Zoom suit.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And man, this one, this season really fucking took it to ya. I forget, it was really early on, and I forget how they actually did it, but they end up realizing that there are multiple Earths in this season. When did they... Oh, it was right in episode one. That's when you meet Jay Garrick.
Yeah, I think Barry ran... Did Barry ran accidentally to the future, or did Jay pop in? I think Jay popped in.
I think Jay popped in. So, to give us... To jog our memories, I have a little recap of episode one, season two, that I'll quickly read. And then that should kind of jog our memories here. So Ronnie and Stein turn into Firestorm and destroy the Singularity, but at the cost of Ronnie's life. Because at the end of season one, I forgot, there was that giant fucking black hole that opened up over the city. Like a giant wormhole. And you see Barry running up the buildings and jumping from debris to debris towards the black hole with the intent of trying to run in its opposite direction to close it down like he had a tornado. He did earlier in that season. He just ran the opposite way and it dispersed the tornado. I think he was going to attempt the same thing. So yeah, then you find out in season two that, you know, Firestorm flies up and they're actually what causes it to disperse. And Barry's incapable of saving Ronnie. I believe he saved Professor Stein. So 6 months later, Barry had pretty much dispersed Team Flash. He's operating by himself. Cisco works in the police department alongside Joe, giving them metahuman tech and so on and so forth. Caitlin got a job at Mercury Labs, which is just a competitor to Star Labs when Star Labs was actually a thing. Barry evaluates a crime scene. This is where we get the Atom Smasher, because he was going to be given, I believe it was the key to the city. And then this motherfucker with a mask comes walking up, and he gets humongous. I don't remember him from the comics at all, but damn.
He's a Silver Age character. He's an older, he's like Justice Society character.
Yeah.
Back then. He's an older character.
And he can manipulate his size and strength, and it proves too much for Barry. Underneath the mask, Atom Smasher is revealed to look exactly like a victim who Barry worked at the crime scene of. So somebody who is supposed to be dead. Barry's convinced by Joe and the others that he needs help to take down the metahuman. He ends up locking him in like a radiation thing and pretty much... So essentially this guy absorbs radiation and can manipulate it to gain power, but they overcharge him like a battery. And then when he dies, the Rothstein guy, who's the Atom Smasher, tells him that he was sent there to kill Barry by a guy named Zoom. And then he leaves Central City, blah, blah, blah. Henry's exonerated because that's... Oh, yeah, that's right. That's when Barry got that flash drive from Wells, or Thawne, or Thawne looking like Wells. Yeah. Anyway. God, time, man. Timelines. Barry fucks them all up. All the time. Anyway, this is pretty much a confession from Wells saying that he's the one who killed Nora Allen, and that exonerates Henry Allen, which is short-lived because Henry Allen decides to leave the city to, I guess, allow Barry to grow more? Like, I don't really understand. But sure. A dad's got to do what a dad's got to do, I guess. Maybe he just wanted to go fishing and didn't want his son to be there. But he used the excuse so that Barry could focus on being Flash, and then in comes, they're all at Star Labs when this is happening, and then in comes Jay Garrick, who just kind of walks in and says, "Dude, your world's in danger," and that's where they left off that episode. Now, for Flash fans, you know that Jay Garrick is one of the Flashes. There have been multiple speedsters who have taken on the mantle of the Flash over the years. So, Jay is from an alternate Earth. He tells them all. So, they end up managing to find their way over to that alternate Earth. They meet another Harrison Wells, who is much... what's the word?
Rigid?
Yeah, much more rigid. And personally, this Harrison was my favorite one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And essentially, that Harrison Wells' daughter was kidnapped by Zoom. Shit goes down. Zoom is constantly sending other metahumans from Earth 2 into Earth 1 using, like, these wormhole, they're called breaches, to kill the Flash. And you're under the presumption for the entire time that the reason he wants the Flash dead so much is because Zoom wants to be the fastest man. He doesn't want the competition. What else do you remember of note in season 2?
We find out that Jay Garrick isn't actually Jay Garrick. He's impersonating Jay Garrick, who is actually... his Earth's Barry's father's doppelganger on that Earth is actually Jay Garrick, played by the man who played the original Flash back in, I think, the, what was it, the, what year was that?
70.
I can't remember what year the original Flash TV show came on. I can look it up real quick. Da 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 da. The 90s series. There you go. Yep, the 90s series Flash. So that kind of took him by surprise when he found that out.
Plus, it was that doppelganger, the guy posing as Jay Garrick, he's the one who ended up teaching Barry how to throw lightning.
Yes, it's Zoom.
Yeah. Which is really fucked up. Like, I also didn't, like, really see that one coming. I kind of had my guesses, I guess, but yeah, that was messed up.
For sure.
Oh,
show.
Now, wait. I'm getting all sorts of mixed up here. My mind is a jumble today. So that guy was posing as Jay Garrick, who also had a doppelganger on Barry's Earth, right? Because Zoom is from Earth 2.
Yes, and they were, and I think there was a whole episode devoted around them not figuring out, because every other Earth, they have the same name.
Right.
And part of them figuring out who he was, they found out Caitlin, I think, saw his doppelganger.
Yeah.
And realized he had a different name.
Right.
And I think that threw off everything on his plans.
Right. Do you remember what that name was?
Hunter, right?
Oh, yeah. Hunter Zolomon.
Hunter Zolomon. That was his name. Yep. I think it was Hunter Zolomon. Yep.
Now, when they visited Earth 2, they managed to figure out where Zoom kind of held people captive. And that's where Harrison's daughter was being held, along with a man who was in an iron mask. And he couldn't talk. All he could do was tap on a glass. Who did that end up being?
That was the gentleman I just talked about. That ended up being the Flash from that universe, Jay Garrick. The real Jay Garrick.
The real Jay, yeah.
Who is the doppelganger of Barry's father. Right. Which is, when you think about it, is kind of weird. Because they said in that season, which is kind of, I guess, a plot hole at this point, they said all the doppelgangers have the same name on both Earths, but Barry's father wasn't Jay Garrick.
It's true. Oh, man. Oh, man. But what if he was and just changed his name or was like an orphan as a child?
But he was Henry Allen. He was Henry.
I know, but what if that's that? What if that's not his actual real name? What if he was like an orphan and that's like an adopted name?
What if he was actually a serial killer back in the day, changed his name, and then when his wife was dead, he thought he was finally had to atone for his sins and gave in?
What if he's a speedster and didn't know it, even? You never know.
There you go.
Damn.
Maybe the accident didn't actually give Barry powers. It just awoken Barry's powers. Maybe he was already a speedster. And then he wanted to retire from that life. And he's like, you know what? I'm not Jay Garrick anymore. I'm Henry Allen. And walked away from that life.
I'm not entirely sure that this particle accelerator actually is what gave Barry his powers anyway. I'm pretty sure you're right that he had the powers and the particle accelerator just kind of activated them.
The thing is this, that night the Speed Force was created from him. So it was a combination. The particle accelerator, from my understanding, woke up all the metahumans.
Right.
It activated metahumans. Barry's a special case because he actually created the Speed Force it was the combination of the lightning strike, the particle accelerator going off, and all the chemicals that spilled on him.
So wait, now hold up. You're saying that Barry created the Speed Force?
Yes, he is the creator of the Speed Force.
What about all of the other Flashes, like the older Flashes?
That's the weirdest thing. Even though they exist before him and after him, because of how the Speed Force and time works, Barry is the creator and the conduit of the Speed Force. So even though they existed both before and after, he is the original creator of it.
So all the other speedsters who use the Speed Force owe everything that they have to Barry out.
Yes.
Goddamn right you do. Kneel down. Anyway, I took
even though he's not the fastest Flash,
which
in
sucks.
The comic books,
yeah,
in the
I
comic
know.
Books, I but know. I think at one point though he did get to the point where he could rip the Speed Force from people, if I'm not mistaken. So
yes.
He could depower speedsters, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So
in the comics, I know one of the Flash's abilities is to be able to essentially
he can steal speed, yeah.
Zap, yeah, kinetic momentum from people.
Yep. But I think Barry specifically, I mean, could like sever people's ties to the Speed Force at one point when he merged with the Speed Force at one point, and he got to the point where he became the Speed Force himself physically, and he could, what do you call it? He could basically sever connections from the Speed Force. He could sever people from
Flash comics.
I think it was like an arc where he could do that for a while, and they were like, "Yeah, let's just make him disappear." And that's when Wally started taking over.
Yeah,
that's when Wally took over when Barry merged with the Speed Force. That's what happened.
So, essentially, in season two, they realize there ain't no beating Zoom. Zoom fucked Barry up. That's one of my favorite scenes. Is that it's not even a fight. That scene where Zoom just took Barry, snapped him in a few different places, and then started bringing him to every place around the city where he knew people.
Yep, and just beating him up.
And beating him up in front of everyone. That was hands down one of my favorite scenes. I was just Zoom.
My second favorite scene from there is, it's not even a fight scene, but it's when Caitlin is analyzing the running of him in Reverse Flash. And he just realizes it's not technique. Like, he's looking at Zoom, him, and Reverse Flash side by side. And they're like, nope, you run the exact same form-wise. Their feet just hit the ground more than you. They literally just move faster than you.
Yep.
So then at that point, I think actually after that episode, I think they switched it. Where he says, I was once the fastest man alive.
Yep.
I think they switched it up because they realized that, you know, he realized at that moment he wasn't the fastest man alive at that point.
And then when you get into season three, they go back to the whole I am the fastest man alive thing.
Yep.
In any case, this season is the one where Caitlin invents that speed drug that goes through like 13 different alterations.
No, I don't think she invented it.
I thought she did.
No, because there was the one chick that had it that stole it, or she invented it. So this chick invented it, who's later Wells' daughter wound up using her costume.
Right, but I thought
she invented it.
I thought she stole it from Caitlin.
No, she stole it from a lab. I don't think Caitlin invented it. I'm trying to think. I think Caitlin reworked it to not have as bad of effects, but I don't think she invented it. What was that chick's name?
Trajectory.
And she's an actual comic book character, and I can't think of her name.
Right here. Trajectory.
Trajectory, that's right.
Barry starts training to get faster so he can stop Zoom. While out with friends at a club for downtime, Barry and other club patrons are robbed by an unknown speedster who then escapes. The speedster turns out to be Eliza Harmon, a Mercury Labs employee. Oh, yeah, who developed Velocity 9 from the samples that Caitlin gave her to help with Jay's illness. So she developed it, but from samples that Caitlin had.
Yeah, she developed it, but I'm reading the inverse in-depth review. It's apparently she developed it, but it was through the work of Caitlin and Harrison. So they did the work, and I think they abandoned it.
Right.
They abandoned the work because it wasn't.
That's what it was. They made Velocities 1 through 8.
Yeah, and they said it was dangerous.
Right.
And it wasn't, they weren't going to use it because they were looking at ways to increase Barry's speed, but it was dangerous and it would eventually steal your power. Right. And so then she took that formula, reformulated it into Velocity 9, which still did the same thing.
Yep.
But winds up playing a bigger role in this than we thought because of Zoom.
Yeah. And that's the actual episode where you figure out that Jay is Zoom.
Yes.
So when they're over in Earth 2, you get to meet some more characters. You realize that Cisco's doppelganger has powers and is actually really powerful. Because at this point, Cisco realizes he's also a metahuman. He can vibe, which, not exactly sure what that all entails. I know he can kind of see things that are happening or are about to happen if he touches something, and he can also later on open up breaches. We get to see Killer Frost, who is Caitlin's doppelganger, which I don't believe they end up telling Caitlin about when they get back. Then, with the help of Killer Frost, that's how they end up getting, I believe that's how they get Harrison's daughter out of Zoom's little place. She helps them break in. I know Barry gets stuck there for a while. and he's incapable of phasing through the glass of the cell because
I think,
of the vibration frequency that Earth 2 has is different.
Yeah, I think what happens is, I think Killer Frost is trapped there too, isn't she? And he convinces her to break them out.
Yeah, I think.
Or something like that, yeah.
I think after they save Harrison's daughter, Killer Frost gets caught, and then Barry gets snagged. Or maybe that's after Barry. I don't remember. I think Killer Frost gets caught.
She gets caught, and I think that's when it's Jay, because they start trying to communicate with Jay. Yeah, Jay's there. It's Jay, Barry, and him. He starts trying to communicate with Jay, then that's when Hunter comes down and says, like, don't ever talk to him.
Right.
And then then he talks her into freezing it and breaking her and breaking everybody out.
Yeah.
And then they all escape, and she makes that giant, like, ice waterfall off the side of the building, and they slide down.
Yeah. Couple other notable characters in this season. This season, Joe gets a new partner for a Metahuman Task Force. Don't remember her name. Shit. Yeah, I don't remember her name. I know Barry ends up kind of dating her. Fuck.
Yeah, she was kind of like a geeky partner like him, and he really liked her. But then she wind up, she couldn't handle him being the Flash. So then she just left.
Well, I don't think it was not handling him being the Flash. I think it was she couldn't handle him not trusting her with that. And she ended up breaking it off before he chose tell her. I think she had her inclination. I thought she had her guess. I don't remember. I don't think it was just the fact that he was the Flash that she ended up breaking it off. Because remember, she tricked him on the plane. She said that, or on the train rather. She said there was, you know, the train was gonna derail or something was on the train, and then she called Barry, and then all of a sudden the Flash showed up. And that was her confirmation of that.
Yep. And I think she figured it out a few days before, but that was like her confirmation of it, like you right. said.
And then she ended up having another job that she went to. Yeah. So, I mean, she's still technically a character that's in the world. Nothing bad happened to her, at least. Sure. You get to meet Snart's father and sister in this season. One of the better villains that you got to see that I don't know how I feel about him was Hartley. He was the one with the sound.
Yeah, I didn't like him either.
He's a good villain, but yeah, I don't like the character.
I didn't like the way that they portrayed him as a character. He was super punchable, which I guess is kind of what you want in a villain, but at the same time, it was for the wrong reasons. Like, it wasn't like I hated him, he annoyed me.
Yep.
That's what it was. He literally annoyed me.
One of my favorite villains in this season. Motherfucking King Shark.
Of course.
King Shark. I saw this. They alluded to King Shark in the beginning of one of these episodes where Patty was. She had hints of this giant shark man going around and mugging people or eating people or whatever, and just it was shrugged off pretty much the entire episode that she was crazy. And then at the end of the episode, Barry runs up somewhere and here's a giant motherfucking great white shark man. And I dropped what I was eating, and I stared at the screen. Initial thought, oh my god, Street Sharks. They should make a Street Shark show. I'm ready for this. let's do this. And then he was also saved by Harrison Wells. She was. I think it was her. Was saved by Harrison Wells with some weird, like, frost gun that made him run away. And then she tried to arrest him, but he just walked away, which was really messed up, too. But
yeah, but yeah, definitely man, down with the Street Sharks episode.
Hell yeah, humanoid Street Shark show. Monster.
Let's do it.
I love it. So all in all, that season, they ended up. Fuck! How did they end up beating Zoom again?
That's a good question. How did they beat the Zooms?
I know Zoom killed Barry's dad. His real dad. Didn't he, like, challenge him to a race or something around that wheel?
Yeah, he did. He challenged him to a race, saying, oh, let's just settle this once and for all. But it really was the power of some kind of device he had. Oh, he was taken by time rapes. He didn't beat him.
Oh, yeah.
He beat him in the race, but he tried to do something in the time remnants. He used a time remnant to do it. Barry used a time remnant, I think, to save Joe or somebody who was captured.
Yeah, because didn't he use the time remnant to run the race while Barry saved everybody? Or was it the opposite way around?
I think it was the opposite. I think Barry ran the race while the time remnant saved everybody. And then, because he realized what time remnants were when I think at the beginning of the episode or last episode or whatever, Hunter used one to escape him.
Right.
And then he realized that. So, yeah, the actual Barry defeated Zolomon. He defeated him. And then, yeah, the time rave took him away. And that's when he became the Black Flash, who's the Black Speedster.
Yeah.
Basically, he became the death of all speedsters. I really wish they'd bring the Black Racer into this. Like, I like the version of the Black Flash they did, but I really want the Black Racer. Because I just want to see a speedster running around on skis.
So, for those listening who haven't watched the show or are planning to watch the show and are unfamiliar with what we're talking about, time wraiths are essentially ghost-like kind of apparitions. Now, according to Eobard Thawne and Hunter Zolomon, they are wraith-like beings who are enforcers of the Speed Force. So essentially, if you break the laws of the Speed Force, which Barry does all the fucking time, i.e. time travel is a big one that they don't like, they are things that are connected with the energy of the Speed Force. And by using it, draw their attention.
They're essentially the Grim Reapers of Speedsters.
Right. Which I remember, I know we're talking about The Flash right now, but I remember one of the episodes of Legends of Tomorrow, you see Eobard Thawne show up, and he's talking to a few different characters, and there's a time wraith chasing him, and they convince him to just simply stand still and not move. And this time wraith is incapable of seeing him because it's so connected with movement and speed force. And earlier in the season, that's where they ended up actually using, what's his nuts there that we didn't like? Who's it we just mentioned that we didn't like?
Fucking Hunter, Zoom. Zoom.
No, no, not right? Zoom. Hartley.
Hartley.
Remember they made like a frequency that could destroy the time wraith?
Yeah.
But it was a different Hartley.
Yeah, right. I think the Hartley from the past or Hartley from different Earth. Yeah. But that's when they, you know, the time raves, because it's, you know, because when they took Hunter, they created the Black Flash, which pops back up season 3 a few times. And he's not a time rave. He's an actual, like, physical embodiment. Time raves were, you know, traveling through walls and stuff. They weren't actually speedsters.
Right.
They were, like, raves, but then they created him as the Black Flash, which is really dope. So, it's interesting.
Okay, so, and at the end of that episode, Barry rescues the man in the Iron Mask, who's revealed to be the real Jay Garrick, who's Henry Earth three doppelgangers. Henry's Earth 3. Wells and Jesse return to Earth 2 with Jay, who plans to return to Earth 3 from there. And Barry, still feeling broken and defeated, travels back in time and stops Thawne from killing Nora Allen to begin. Which all of the fans of The Flash know this particular story arc, because it's a humongous fucking story arc. And that's where we're actually going to start with Season 3, whose pilot episode for Season 3, anyway, season premiere, is called Flashpoint. This is where Barry fucks up everything. Essentially, if you travel back in time and you change things, it fucks shit up. And Barry just doesn't know when to stop it. Essentially, in Season 3, he starts with him traveling back in time. He saves Nora Allen. He lives a normal life. You know, his life seems to be going all right. There are lots of things that are different and wrong. Let's see. There's a new Flash called Kid Flash in that particular one. And new sets of enemies. And then, I forget exactly why, but why does he end up going back and trying to recreate the time?
Because he wants to save his parents. He was sitting down on the porch there, thinking really hard, like, you know, about him wanting to, you know, just everything that happened. He runs back and grabs Eobard in the street and captures Eobard in the street, to stopping him from ever destroying his parents. And then he brings him back to the future and locks him up. Remember, he locked him up in that warehouse?
Right, I remember that.
Yeah.
But
and when
why,
he locked him up
there, my question is, why does he decide to... I forget.
He's just sitting on the porch. He's sitting on the porch looking off in the distance.
No, I get that. Why does he decide to reset it?
Because everything was catching up with him. The time was catching up with him and starting to submit itself. And I think nobody met each other. And I think somebody die or something like that happened. It was something weird. Like, it was something where he had to do, but time started to submit itself. And he went to Zolomon. I mean, not Zolomon, sorry. He went to Eobard and basically had to take Eobard back to kill his mom, which is kind of fucked up when you think about it. Like, he had to take Eobard back and kill his mom. But then Eobard, like, did something where he screwed up time intentionally. So that's what happened. And then when that happened, that's how we got Flashpoint. Yeah. Well, Flashpoint was what it was. That's how we got the affected Earth of after Flashpoint.
Right. Which, on this Earth, he tries to fix... He considers going back and fixing all the damage again. But he gets pretty much knocked out of the Speed Force by Jay Garrick. And then they go to a diner. And then Jay Garrick pretty much tells him, hey, you can't keep fucking with time. Like, if you don't like something that happened, that doesn't mean go back and change that, because that's going to keep breaking more and more. It's like breaking a mirror. If you have a split in the mirror and you try to fix it, it's going to cause another set of splits. And then eventually those breaks are going to fracture more and more, and then you're going to have something that you just completely and utterly fucked up. So he needs to learn to live with his mistakes. So that's why he ended up... I believe that's when Barry decides, okay, you know, as of right now, he's not going to do any more time travel that will fuck up, you know, and change things anyway. And this is where we get introduced to Alchemy, who is this masked person going around who is... He's consciously aware of Flashpoint, correct? Like, he's giving these people who had powers during Flashpoint, he's giving them their powers back.
Yep, which that's exactly what's happening.
Wally got his powers, and he did it to several other people who had powers during Flashpoint, but didn't have powers outside of Flashpoint.
Yes. And they're, like, shedding their selves. They're leaving, like, these husks around, which is what they've been investigating since episode one of the series. These husks.
Which...
They keep popping up.
Barry gets a new CSI partner, who is... I forget his name, but it's the guy who plays Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter series movie.
Yep.
And
is his name Dorian? Julian.
Julian in the show. Yep.
Yep. Basically, the first like three, four episodes of Flashpoint is Barry of this season is rebuilding what happened, like the aftermath of Flashpoint. The first like three or four episodes, he's rebuilding. He's finding out different things that's been affected over time and things like that. And
one of the funnier memes that I've seen is involving Julian. It's a picture of the Flash with the lightning bolt on his chest, a picture of Harry Potter with the lightning bolt above the eye, and then a picture of Julian just saying, "I fucking hate lightning bolts." I really like that picture. Anyway, that aside. Very soon, you begin to get the sense like, oh, Alchemy's going to be the big bad in this season. And at first it was unique because I was like, oh, hey, this is obviously the bad guy, and he's not a speedster. Then you meet the speedster. Savitar. Savitar is this big, hulking, metal mass of a man who is, like, glowing blue light in between the cracks of this metal armor, and he is essentially revered as a god by Alchemy and all of Alchemy's followers, and everything that Alchemy does is in the name of Savitar. Long story short, you find out that Julian is having, like, these blackout things where he's putting on this alchemy suit and using the Philosopher's Stone and giving people their powers, and then he's not remembering it. Which, at first, I was like, oh yeah, you're quote-unquote not remembering being alchemy, and then it legit, he just wasn't remembering. Like, I thought that was kind of neat that Julian actually was a good person. He was a dick, but he was actually a good person and actually legitimately didn't remember doing these bad things. Which, can you really say that Alchemy did bad things? Like, what did he do that was so bad?
Didn't they start, I think, well, part of it, the cult he started...
Well,
I think,
okay, listen, just because... No, I'm not going to say anything for the people who listen to Fate of Heroes because I have a unique experience with a cult and I don't want to contradict my own character's choices in the show. So I'll leave that one alone right now. But, I mean, ultimately, he's just giving people what they want, right?
Yeah.
If he knew that they had powers, and he always gave them the choice, didn't he? Didn't he say, "Hey, I can give you what you want, but you don't."
I don't think if they didn't take it, he left them alive.
Well, we don't know for sure because no one. You'd be dumb not to take that offer.
Well, no one. You,
Devin. Let me ask you this.
Seen.
If I came up,
I would 100% take the powers. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
What I'm saying is, there was somebody out there who said no. We just didn't see them because he probably murdered them.
I mean, fair
enough.
In
fact, I think their cult kidnapped some. Didn't their cult kidnap somebody, and Barry had to save them?
I mean, that's not Alchemy. Didn't do that. The cult.
It's his cult. It's his cult.
It's Savitar's cult.
It's Savitar's cult, which is Alchemy is a priest of his cult.
Listen, Alchemy is just an innocent bystander who got a little too close to
Why are we defending Alchemy? Why are you defending Alchemy? Of everyone in the show you can defend, why Alchemy?
You know, just to be argumentative.
Everyone on the show, man. Okay, it's Alchemy. So, why?
Yeah, long story short, we find out Julian is actually Alchemy. Caitlin figures out that she is Killer Frost. And then quickly tries to find various ways to get rid of her powers. Who else? What else happens in season 3? I know the crossover event in season 3.
It was the first four crossover.
Yeah, because you had some of the members of the Legends of Tomorrow, you had people from Arrow, you had Supergirl, and you had people in Flash, and they all had to take on motherfucking aliens. It's always Boom aliens. Barry ends up, you know, struggling on and off with Savitar. And then he ends up getting rid of the Philosopher's Stone. He figures, okay, we're going to toss this bitch into the Speed Force. But instead, he ends up getting thrust into the future. He lands in the future, and he sees himself pleading with Savitar, and then Savitar killing Iris. Now, at this point, Barry is aware of Eobard's little braille room with the hologram projection of the future, and he goes to the newspaper article that Iris had written, and it was written by somebody else. So then the entire series pretty much is now them trying to find various different ways and coming up with different ideas of stopping Savitar from killing Iris. That's essentially the main plot of this season now. They know that they try changing little facts about the future, little things that Barry remembers with the help of Cisco vibing. Like, for instance, it was Flash, you know, arrests ex-villain, so this time they change it to where it's Kid Flash arrests. Or, you know, such and such happens, and then they change that. And they start making, like, a list of different things that they can change, and none of them seem to be working. Then they even go as far as saying, okay, well, we know exactly from the moment Savitar starts to make the killing blow, Barry running up to him takes this amount of time, so then they try to just beat that time. And then through a cool little race through the city, through a course, it was, I believe, Flash, Kid Flash, which is Wally West, who end up getting powers from Alchemy, and Jesse Quick, who is Harrison Wells' daughter from Earth 2, who is also a speedster. They all take, like, a race through the city, and they realize that Wally is probably their best bet of making it that short distance. Because essentially Wally is faster than Flash. What else am I missing here?
Honestly?
Savitar, they realized through talking with Julian, like, they... I don't remember how they hooked this fucking thing up, but they hooked that thing up to Julian's head, and essentially Savitar talked through Julian. And you got little hints at the identity of Savitar. You got the fact that Savitar was a prisoner, or is a prisoner in the Speed Force, that Barry put him there in the future, that he's the fastest man alive, so on and so forth. All in all, it comes down to you finding out finally who Savitar is. You want to say who it is?
Savitar is a time remnant of Barry that, because of time travel, he uses to beat Savitar.
Yep. This is how fucked up time travel is, folks.
Yes. So Savitar created himself. In fact, he actually said that.
Right.
He created himself.
Because of Savitar killing Iris, that causes Barry to go down a dark road that he creates time remnants to defeat Savitar, to lock him into the Speed Force, which ultimately that time remnant
is becomes Savitar. But this is the
time
more fucked up part about
that whole fucking thing all over again.
Yep. This is the most fucked up part about that, though. That single-handedly confirms in this show that the future can affect the past.
Right. Which
because
is really
if there
weird.
Was never a situation where Savitar killed Iris, but Savitar being a Barry time remnant that was created to beat Savitar, if there was never a situation where that happened, there never would have been a Savitar to begin with. So there in part, Savitar, there was a point in that, in different arcing off timelines where that did happen, and then that Savitar went back and made that the only option.
Right.
Which is fucked up and weird. And honestly, if I had to rate the seasons across the board, season 3 is probably my least favorite. And we'll get into the big reason why that is probably in a few minutes here.
So, one of the things Savitar does is, well, actually, Barry and them, they find out that there is a doctor or a scientist who creates a speed cannon. Essentially, that is what Barry in the future uses to trap Savitar into Speed Force. So they essentially snag her and get her to build it sooner. And Barry uses it on him at the point where Iris is supposed to be, because Iris is taken. She was hiding out on Earth too, but HR, who is Harrison Wells from Earth like 18, who is this goofy, not overly intelligent, not dumb, he's just not he's not a scientist. He's this goofy guy, just kind of blurted out where she was because he thought Savitar was Barry, obviously. But it wasn't. And then Savitar goes and kidnaps Iris. And then, just as, you know, Savitar is getting ready to kill her, Barry shoots him with the time cannon. And then Savitar shrugs it off because he has the Philosopher's Stone, which is protecting him from it.
The calcified Speed Force, which is what the Philosopher's Stone is, calcified
right.
Speed Force.
Right. So then he kills Iris and then runs off. And then that's when we find out how this happened. Because there was a lot of theories going on in the internet of this particular situation happening, which ended up being correct. But I'm glad that they showed how they ended up doing it. But I still don't agree with how, like, I don't think that should have happened that way. Essentially, Harrison Wells, HR, used a thing of technology to make himself look like Iris and make Iris look like him.
The transmogrifier from Earth 2, which they actually, no, not Earth 2, from Earth, from the Earth that HR's from. Is the transmogrifier. They teased it when he first came in.
Yeah.
And he changed his facial appearance.
Yep. To be the face of Star Lab.
Yes.
So essentially he swapped places with Iris and he got killed dead. Well, because of Savitar being Barry, essentially, they share the same memories, when that happened, Savitar got a flood of new memories of Iris being alive and it really being HR that he just killed. But then he steals, he goes and he gets Sisko to try to reconfigure the time, the Speed Force cannon. Because essentially he wanted to divide himself into the Speed Force to be everywhere at once.
Yeah, he wanted to atomize himself across time. To basically fracture himself and split himself up and basically create what would be essentially be infinite time remnants of himself across the entirety of time.
That made my head hurt.
It did. Season 3 is one giant headache. It will make your head hurt because it's a lot of convoluted time looping, convoluted problem solving. I like Season 3. I 100% do. But the biggest reason I don't like Season 3 is the cop-out. I feel like they built the big cop-out of them not killing off Iris. I know it shouldn't have theoretically happened, but I actually have a way they could have done it. And it would have given the villain a win.
Okay.
It would have given him a win. And I'll get to that when we get to the end of this, unless you want me to go ahead and do it now.
Oh, we're coming to the end of it right now anyway. I mean, essentially... Well, yeah, let's talk about your theory before we actually say how the actual season ends.
Well, it would have tied into that anyway. It would have been the same ending, just slightly different. So go ahead and finish it first, then I'll get into my theory.
Okay, so essentially what happens is Sisko says he's done the cannon, or says he's done the gun. And Savitar and Caitlin go to the big altar thing out in the field that earlier in the season the cult was worshipping around.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin is supposed to shoot him with this gun.
Don't worry, guys. Not alchemy. Alchemy's an innocent in all this.
Yep, true. So Caitlin, I believe, shoots him with it. And Sisko did something else to the gun where instead of spreading him across time, it did something else. I forget what it did.
It was he made it a skeleton key for the Speed Force. So it unlocked Jay Garrick, who took Savitar's place in the Speed Force. Well, okay, no. Wally took Savitar's place in the Speed Force earlier that season.
Yeah.
Then they broke Wally out with Jay's help. Then Jay said, well, someone has to stay here.
Yeah.
So Jay gave up himself to stay in the Speed Force, which then this led him out of the Speed Force, which now the Speed Force has nobody inside of it to help contain it, which this plays into a vital role in a few minutes.
Right. Now, and I'll have a question for that too, so keep that in mind. Just remind me that I have a question about that whole prison Speed Force. So Jay comes out now, and then there's a big race around through the woods and stuff with Wally, Jay, and Barry. And then Sisko and Gypsy begin fighting with Caitlin, Killer Frost, and I don't remember exactly what happens, like why Wally and Jay got where they were. I know there was this cool ass scene where Savitar cut through a couple trees, and then you see all of them like dodging the trees.
Which shouldn't have happened, given how fast they were running. The tree should have been basically standing still, and they ran past it, and then it crashed.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, but that is definitely true. Unless they all slowed down to normal speed, and then they just put that scene in slow motion, and then they sped back up. But they would have only done that for dramatic effect had that cameraman actually been there. It would have been like, oh, someone's filming this? Let's make this dramatic. Moving at that amount of speed through the woods and stuff, essentially Savitar should have just cut right through those trees, and those trees would have just still stayed in the same position. In any case, it comes back down to Savitar was in a field. He ends up fucking slamming Barry down, and then him and Barry go at it. I forget, like, there's a long exchange of words. Long story short, Barry phases into Savitar's suit, forcing his time remnant out. And now Barry was inside the suit, and like all of the blue lights turned red. And then he essentially vibrates to the point where the suit explodes. And he whoops his own ass a few times. And then just as his time Redman's getting ready to leave, like to try to run away or whatever, motherfucking Iris West shoots him. Shoots him dead. Because Barry didn't have it in him to kill him because that would make him a monster or something. He doesn't like killing people. What can I say? Not every supervillain, not every superhero likes killing.
Mm-hmm.
Iris doesn't have a problem with it. She's a gangster. Also, by this time, Caitlin's kind of helped out. Killer Frost helped out by blasting Savitar with ice. They had come up with a cure for her, which you see at HR's funeral. She shows up. Her eyes are normal. Like, she's mostly Caitlin again, but she didn't take the cure, and she says that she needs to go off and figure stuff out on her own. With all of that being said and done, everything seems to be looking on the up and up. You know, another team, another win for Team Flash. All of a sudden, earthquakes started going around the city. Lightning strikes everywhere because the Speed Force became very unstable. Essentially, with nobody in it, no one was there to contain it, and it started to tear the city apart. And that's when Barry decides and he realizes he did all this by creating Flashpoint. Everything that's happened up to this point has been his fault, specifically, and that he needs to make penance for that. So he says his goodbyes to everybody and then walks into the Speed Force. And that's where the season finale ends.
That is where the season finale ends, and you had a question about something, Webby.
Okay, now the prisoner's in the Speed Force.
Yes.
The Speed Force needs somebody in it to sustain itself?
Yes.
Now, how come the first time Barry was in it, first off, it didn't say anything about that?
And because second, Savitar was there.
And second, how come... Oh, yeah, because Savitar was there.
Because the Speed Force exists out of time. So as long as there's a person in the Speed Force, even in the future, since the Speed Force exists out of time, that person is the conduit for the entire time. But when you remove them out of the Speed Force, then they're no longer in the Speed Force in past, present, or future, which then screws up everything.
You know, for the Flash being my favorite superhero...
It gives you a lot of headaches.
Time travel hurts my head.
It does.
Alright, so what was your way out that they could have done,
so,
you feel?
My way out. I would have had them, and they still could have copped out, but it would have been a more satisfying cop out. So he kills Iris, or, you know, same thing with HR, but HR, the only difference is HR used Gypsy. He said, I screwed up once before, I'm not going to let it happen again. HR then gets in contact with Gypsy, says, take her away. Like, he goes there, he breaks her out. When they start running away, he transmogrifies, just takes her away. So Gypsy dips out with Iris. Everything else happens the exact same way, where, like it did, except to the point where Iris saves Barry. Or I would have had, honestly, me personally, I would have had Barry kill his time remnant. That's just me. But I get it. Or at the very least, I would have had him maim his time remnant that way. I would have had him, you know, use Savitar's armor, like, you know, Blatant's armor, and just stab him right in the leg. Because that's been shown in the show before. Even if you heal faster than Speedster, you can't recover from it immediately. It still takes time. I think Savitar actually broke Barry's leg earlier in the show, and it took, you know, it took a few hours for him to recover from that. But it would have been long enough for him to have other people to have captured him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Iris shooting him that way, he does that, and then he's walking away. He destroys the suit. He's walking away. When that happens, you know, he's kind of, as he's walking away, it does like the whole flashback thing. He's kind of coming to the realization that everything's happening. Everything is, you know, he kind of looks over at Jay. He sees there's no one in the Speed Force. he starts coming to realization that everything's his fault. And then he off in the distance, he just sees his mom standing there, and she's just like motioning towards a Speed Force portal that only he can see. That's when Savitar gets up to go attack him with a bad leg. Caitlin, then, I think Savitar knocked her down earlier, to kind of maybe tease to the fact that she's good now. She shoots him in the back with an icicle, but there in part she does actually kill someone, becoming air quotes Killer Frost. Then her not being able to come to terms with the fact that technically she is now Killer Frost, she dips out. She leaves. You know, they offer her the cure. She leaves. Barry is torn up about Iris. He's torn up about the whole thing. He breaks his promise. So Savitar still wins. He breaks his promise. He still abandons everyone. He doesn't say a word. He just speeds off straight ahead into the Speed Force. And that's where it's left. And then everyone's standing there kind of picking up the pieces of what's going on. Then, like, 5 seconds after he leaves, portal opens right up where that portal was. Gypsy comes through with Iris. And then that's when HR untransforms and goes back into HR. And they see HR's dead. So Barry thought Iris is dead. He still breaks his promise that he was going to stay with Joe. Everybody else, he just walks out, leaves, goes to the Speed Force. Because he thinks he's atoning for everything and he can't deal with everything that went on. Then we get to that point now where everything else kind of happens the same way, except you don't get the goodbye. So you get, like, Savitar still wins. Savitar won so many ways, and that's kind of what it could be. You know, he still made Killer Frost a killer. He still made Barry break his promises. He still broke Barry. And you get a cool, interesting dynamic. That was what I would have done. And it would have been a cop-out, but it wouldn't have felt as much of a cop-out because Savitar still would have won.
Right, but at the same time, then you would have had, like, the interactions with Joe and stuff, like, what he became in the future when Barry saw him in the future.
Because of the fact
that he left him.
That was more so because of the fact Iris died and then he left him. But given the fact that Iris doesn't die anymore, they would still have some issues. When he comes back, they would have issues to sort out. Like, you know, you broke your promise and things like that. They would have issues, but it wouldn't have been as bad of a relationship because Iris still would have survived. But then maybe that would have been a conversation with him and Iris, like, you know, hey, you left me. It would have been really interesting. I think it would have given more drama and more things to spin off of in the next season. But at the same time, it would have still been a reset.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what this season was. It would have done both things. It still would have been a reset. Because it feels like in this, the villain didn't win at all.
Right.
You know, I mean, HR did lose. He lost his life.
Yeah.
But he lost his life outsmarting the villain. It wasn't like the villain didn't win at all.
True.
And like in every season before that, the villain still wins. You know, the whole point of, you know, him stopping Eobard was, in the first season, was he wanted him to stop him from killing his parents. You know, he wanted to pay him back for killing his parents, which then pays itself off in the second season at the beginning of this season, when he has to take Eobard to kill his parents, you know, to kill his mom and get his dad arrested, which then later leads to Zoom killing his father. To all that to happen, he still had to, he had to go back and basically give him comeuppance.
Right.
So it was like, yeah, so Savitar being Barry is the only, I feel like, is the villain that should have probably rocked their world the most. But he really didn't. I think Zoom still takes that cake.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if I had to rank them, I think I'd agree that season 3 is probably my least favorite. I still loved it.
It was so good.
I'm a humongous fan of this show.
Absolutely.
If I had to rank them, I'd probably rank them. See, it's hard for me to rank 1 and 2. I'd probably rank them in order. First is my favorite, second's my second favorite, and third's my third favorite so
far. See, I'm just slightly different.
I'm 2-1-3. See, that's the thing, is Zoom is my favorite villain so far, but overall storytelling of the season, I'm going to have to give it to season 1 so far.
Okay. No. I mean, that's fair. It's a close toss-up. The only reason why I give 2 the edge is because Eobard was ahead of him because he'd done it before. He
True.
Knew everything.
True.
Zoom literally just humbled Barry at every
chance he got. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It was the first instance where Barry was just not outmatched. As good. He was outmatched. Like, yep. You know, you could say he wasn't really out. Like, he was slower than Zolomon. I mean, Zolomon, he was definitely Zolomon. He was slower than Eobard. But Eobard also had that hand up that he just knew of everything that was going to happen systematically.
Yeah.
So even if he did know, and I mean, to be fair, Savitar was the best of both worlds. And he was both Zoom and that. He outclassed Barry in speed, and he knew everything that was going to happen.
Yep.
So they kind of took both those villains and put them together. But I feel like there's just the different times and the convolution that all happened in there is what kind of brought the season down as a whole. Because I feel like they were going to cop it out. They didn't even need to make that necessarily be him killing Iris. It should have, like, if they were going to cop out on it anyway, it should have just been, I'm going to make your life a living hell. I'm going to drive you to the point where you are forced to create me. You know, it should have been like, you know, any chance. So, like, he should have been the one to turn Killer Frost. Like, but redoing the whole season, I would have had him systematically break everyone. I would have had Cisco, like we saw in the future, Cisco lose his hands. I would have had him, you know, I would have had him turn Killer Frost into a killer. I would have had, you know, in a fight later, Cisco loses a hand, at least one hand, if not both hands.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted him to lose both of his hands because.
Yeah, like, I mean, one hand would have been fine because he could.
He vibes using hands.
Exactly, exactly. That would have crippled him as a character for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would have done one hand would have been perfect, you know?
Yep.
One hand's perfect. He could still do the vibes and everything with one hand, but it would have been a permanent thing. Like, and I had him systematically go around and just wreck his team because he knows him personally.
Yep.
And then drove Barry to the point where it's okay. You know, this is, or like maybe, you know, maybe and I would have taken the wedding plans further where like they're about to get married. They're at a wedding recital and he just shows up and beats the shit out of Joe. Puts Joe in the hospital.
Wow. You are dark.
I'm just being the truth. Like, but if he really wanted to systematically do that, I think that would have been perfect because he would have systematically known where they would be. He would have known them on a personal level. He could have fucked that whole team on a personal level and really took it really dark, which I really think would have been an interesting thing to do because then at that point now, Barry, you see Barry, like he talked about it in season three, like how speed, you know, there is like, he's one step away from being a god, one bad decision or one, you know, bad or right decision, depending on who you're asking. And it's easy for a speecher to become a god,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it puts him in that kind of position where he's fueled by anger. And then it would have made that snart comment so much more weightful when he goes back and gets snart. And it's like, hey, your biggest quality is being the good guy. You know, if he was fueled by anger the whole season where like Savitar kept coming in, like he wrecked Wally. That was perfect. If he kept doing stuff like that to everybody, that would have been perfect.
Yep.
We're like, you know, he wrecks Wally. He wrecks Joe. He, you know, but the only person he doesn't touch is Iris because it's him and he still has feelings for Iris.
Right.
And it would have eventually like alluded to that. Like, why is he hurting everyone except Iris? And then eventually the big reveal would have been like, that's why. Cause you know, it's still that it would have been, I think it would have been more interesting. They could even, like you mentioned the chick from the second season, his girlfriend, he could have just killed her.
Yeah.
Like brought her back in. Like,
Daddy, yep.
Yep, just like literally he's standing there. He knocks down Flash. Flash thinks he's about to kill him. He like draws out his blade. He just disappears for a minute, zips back in. He's holding her by the neck, stabs her right in front of him and walks away.
Yep.
Like that literally would have been something. So it would have been great. It would have been a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I think that would have been a more impactful season and they wouldn't have had to do the cop out because it wouldn't have been about him killing Iris, who's a main character who they didn't want to do. It would have been about him systematically getting his entire life turned upside down by himself. That's just me. That's just my headcanon.
Dark, man. I loved it. So we did this with each of the other seasons so far. What was your what was one of your favorite episodes?
Favorite episode for three for me?
You motherfuckers on motherfucking listeners are going to laugh when they hear me. So it's okay.
Honestly, my favorite episode was probably the Supergirl crossover, the duet. Where they did the... Yep.
Yep. Mine too.
There you go.
So the reason why I say that the listeners are probably going to laugh at me for this is for those of you who do watch and or don't watch even, the crossover they did with Supergirl specifically, where they the duet, they had to take on the Music Meister. Essentially, what they did was they were put into a a dream, essentially, and they were living out in like a like almost a 1930s style gangland area, where I believe it was like Joe was a mob boss with Stein. They were both Iris's dads because they were together. And then Malcolm Merlyn was...
If you watch Supergirl, what's his name? Oh, man.
Mon-El?
Mon-El. There you go. I was trying to think, did he have a name besides Mon-El? But no, he doesn't.
Yeah, well, he does. I forget what it is. I think it's like Mark or something like that. Or...
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so yeah, Mon-El. So he was Mon-El's father.
Yeah. And then Mon-El and Iris were a thing, which really threw Barry and Kara off, because those four were all going through like a weird
patch
thing.
Which I still think Barry and Supergirl would make a wonderful couple. That's just me, though.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I would love to see them date just for a little bit.
Yep.
It'd be fun.
But essentially, for all the listeners out there, this was a musical episode. There's lots of singing and dancing and stuff that goes on. And the cool part is, dude, this is not the first time that we've seen Barry sing. But I was blown away at how well of a singer Gary Gustin is. I actually watched a few of his appearances on Glee, and it's entertaining to watch, to say the least. Also,
yep.
the girl who plays Supergirl.
Yep.
I think she
was also on Glee.
She was also on Glee.
Favorite singer on the show, though, has to be Joe.
Yeah, dude, Joe rocks it. And essentially, I don't even know, honestly, what the whole point of Music Meister's, like, what point Music Meister was trying to make.
Trying to make the point of they needed to love each other and get back to being here. Like, he was making the point of they were spending so much time fighting in their personal lives that they were being sucky heroes.
Right.
But then so he came in to show them that they need to get back, like put all the stuff behind them. That's why he intertwined them like that, put all their stuff behind them and just get over it. That's literally what it was. It was just get over it.
Yeah.
Make up.
Because essentially at the very end, they all made up, like Mon-El made up with Kara and Iris made up with Barry, and they all went their separate ways. And in not the dream world, Mon-El and Iris were there, and then they ended up waking Barry and Kara up by kissing them. And then as soon as they were awake...
were dying, because they were shot by Joe and... they were shot by Joe and Malcolm Merlyn's men.
Yeah. And so when they all woke up and they were all fine, Music Meister showed up. He just kind of applauded them and said bravo and left.
Yeah.
That was it?
He came off very much like a Mr. Mistlepick.
Yes.
In a weird way.
Who also was a very interesting character in Supergirl.
Yes, he was. Like, he literally came off the exact same way as Music Meister. Like, Music Meister came off exactly like Mr. Mistlepick. It was so weird.
I feel so, like, I don't know how I feel about this, though, because, like, Music Meister is a villain.
A villain, and not even a magical villain like that, just...
No, he can control other people through song.
Yeah, he's basically the Pied Piper.
Right. But, like, in this one, they used him as more of a magical, like... guide.
Yeah, it was weird. I'm not hating it, but it was weird. Definitely weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was, granted, it was my favorite episode, but
yeah.
It just really threw me for a loop.
But it was needed. It was honestly, it was needed in that series, because at that point in time it was like everything had gotten so dark and just convoluted. It was out of canon. You just needed something that was kind of fun.
Yep.
Just like, you know what? It was perfect. It was a great thing. It worked perfectly.
So, yeah, that was my favorite episode. And that was also your favorite episode, so we shared that.
Go.
And what did you just link?
Sorry about it.
That's something for later. Okay. So, yeah, that's essentially all three seasons of The Flash in a nutshell. I do highly recommend everybody who hasn't already watched it to watch it, because... Trust me, there is plenty we're leaving out. We just gave you the bare bones overall arcing plot lines of each season. Any closing thoughts there, Mr. Devin?
No, I just hope I can't wait for the fourth season to see how they're gonna go about it.
Me too. When's that start? I forget when this show starts.
I think September? It runs. I can tell you, it runs usually. I think from October, so it'd be next October.
October.
Yeah, it'd be October. So it'd be we got about 5 months.
Yeah, it goes October to May-ish, right?
Yep. Yep. All right.
Well, closing thought from me. If you haven't seen the show, go watch the show. If you have seen the show, rewatch the show.
And those of you that watched the show at the beginning of this episode when we took a break, I'm so happy you came back to us.
Me too. I'm so happy you remembered us after watching all 3 seasons of that show and then sitting there on your couch saying, now that I finished that, I can go finish my Simply Unprofessional episode.
Oh shit. Maybe what if they're time travelers? What if they're species? What if they ran back in time or ran to a point in time where they finished it and then listened to this? Holy shit.
What if they listened to this episode but they missed the spoiler alert at the beginning and they're speedsters, so they're gonna travel in time and smack the shit out of us?
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, but okay, if they can do all that,
for all
you might
of
as well...
you guys out there, if any of you are speedsters, come to my house. Say what's up.
Yeah, same here.
I just
or you know what? Come to my house first, and then run me to Webby's house, and then you're gonna slap us both together.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
You're fine. I'm fine with that.
Also, for all of you who do watch The Flash or have an interest in watching The Flash, I also highly recommend Arrow and Supergirl from the CW.
And Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Also and soon to be Black Lightning.
I don't know anything about Black Lightning.
They're making a Black Lightning show.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
He's a character kind of like a Static Shock, but he's older. He's an older black guy. He has kids that also have powers. And the whole premise of the show is
that was that kid who floated around on the fucking manhole cover, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh man, I remember him.
Yep, but yeah. So basically, he is a older hero. Like he was a hero. He retired. He has kids. He has powers of lightning. His costume is blue, and his lightning is black. So there you go. Or sorry, reverse that. Costume is black and blue. His lightning is also blue. So you kind of get that same. What you were talking about earlier, tying this whole thing back in, because I'm that good.
Damn. well then.
Yeah. So going from there, it's going to debut in the next round. So we should be getting it, I think, in October on one of the nights.
Is that also a DC show?
It's also a DC show. Black Lightning is a DC character.
There we go, guys.
I think it's going to be like Supergirl set on a separate Earth. I don't know if he's going to be also set on the Supergirl Earth. Or are they going with the whole new Earth?
Gotcha. They haven't established which Earth Supergirl's from.
She's not from our Earth. She's not from Flash Earth. It's Flash, Arrow, and Legends all on one Earth.
Right.
And then she's, I think, on Earth. I think they might have. I'll look into that.
Yeah, because I don't recall if they actually said which Earth, according to Barry, that Supergirl.
I know this is impossible, but my personal headcanon is that the Smallville universe is on a separate Earth. That's my headcanon. It's possible. Because actually, theoretically, they never actually called the Smallville Earth Earth Prime. That was never Earth Prime. They said it wasn't Earth Prime. So,
Yeah. Who knows? All these shows are all tied together.
Yep. I just want that. I want that Bart Allen to come in and just own this Barry. Because
no way.
It'd be fun.
No way.
He was so much faster, dude.
No way.
Yes, he was. Dude. He blew Superman.
Way.
I like Grant Gustin as a character more. Don't get me wrong.
Gustin
but
all the way.
He blew Superman away.
Yeah. Well, we also haven't seen Barry race Superman in this Earth.
We've seen him race Supergirl. Kinda.
I think he was holding back. Dude, yeah, he's faster. He's faster than both of them.
He's fast. He might be faster than this Earth, but I'm telling you that was the Smallville at the end of Smallville.
I'm
they
aware.
were all They were very much comic book level. They were very much that level.
No, well, okay. Well, yeah, but the Flash has always been faster than Superman.
Right, but I mean, in this universe, they're not there yet. Like, he's not hitting light speed. He's not hitting light speed here.
Well, neither is that one.
Yeah, no, he did.
No,
he ran around the Earth, dude. He ran around the Earth at the end of it.
That's not light speed.
In a couple of seconds, that is. Barry's not doing that. He gets around the city in a couple of seconds.
The one thing I do like from the kid from Smallville is the fact that when him and Clark were racing, he was running
backwards,
toe-to-toe, and then he just decided to start jogging backwards.
And then he was still running faster than Clark jogging backwards and turns around and just guns it full speed ahead and became a blur, and then there's a flash of light and you never saw him again.
Yeah. I still think Grant Gustin's a better Flash. Anyway.
He's definitely a better Flash. So I'll give you that.
Devin?
Yep.
I want to thank you for joining me tonight and talking some Flash with me.
As always, Webby.
And listeners, I want to thank you for listening. Devin, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, and it has been confirmed that Supergirl is on Earth 38.
Earth 38, folks. I would not have known that.
That's convoluted as shit, but whatever. That's all. You know, Earth infinite, 1, Earth 2.
Infinite number
skip
of
3,
Earths.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, it's 52.
Well, you figure, is there only 52?
There's supposed to be only 52. They might switch it up. There should only be 52 Earths.
Because I know Harris, their 8, the HR that died was like from Earth 18 or some crazy shit.
Yeah.
In any case, thank you all for listening to this jumbled mess of a timeline that we covered. If any of our shit was out of order, blame Barry Allen. He fucked up the timeline. So until
this
next
jumbled
time,
mess of a podcast.
That's right. So, where can people follow you on the Twitter? Is there, Devin?
Oh, they can follow me at darrow3092 and at Clay Hates Everybody.
True. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forest Walker, all one word. Also, check out our website at distractionsmedia.com for links to everything else that we do. And until next time, guys, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster Gold and time travel.
Fuck Booster Gold! Yeah!